We know that people on low incomes are obviously vulnerable to unemployment at the moment. And the research that we've done has showed that people working in low earning industries are being particularly badly affected, industries such as retail and services. We also know that people on low incomes are not well equipped to cope with unemployment. They tend to have higher debts, be in poor financial health, don't often have savings or redundancy payments to cushion the blow. We also know that low earners tend to have lower skills. And of course, if you've got lower skills, it's more difficult for you to get back into the labour market. And so, I mean, our big fear is that low earners become the long-term unemployed of this recession.
What kind of jobs are likely to involve the lower paid?
Well, a whole range of jobs. I mean, most sectors have people who are on low pay, but the industries where low pay is highly concentrated is the retail sector, so, you know, shops, the high street, service sector, so leisure and hotels. A lot of the public sector has a lot of low-paid people as well, so people working in social care and health, and indeed there's quite a lot of low-paid jobs in education as well. So a whole range of sectors, you know, and even in something like manufacturing, where people tend to be higher paid, sort of tend to be on above average incomes, because of the size of the sector, there's still quite a lot of low-paid people in manufacturing. We estimate about 1 million people.
And how many people would we be talking about in the UK as a whole?
Well, there's over 13 million households which we term low earners. So that's people who are in work but living on below average income. Average household income in this country is around 27,000. So that's individuals living in those households. So it's it's 30%, nearly a third of the population of the UK.
And what more would you like to see the government doing to help people on low incomes?
Well, I mean, the first thing is that they are recognised. I think a lot of our work has shown that they tend to be overlooked by government, by politics and public policy generally. There's that sort of sense that they're doing okay, whereas our work has shown really that they're facing a lot of challenges, and those challenges have really been magnified during the recession. So I think they need to be recognised, and really what's needed is a coherent strategy for the recession for low earners, which, you know, helps them stay in work, so helps them maintain their financial independence, or if they do fall out of work, you know, programs which help them get back into work quickly, and in particular help them build up their skills, which is really the key to them having, you know, keeping their financial independence over the long term.